Hey, welcome to the Growth.me summary of the book Traction by Gino Wickman. Traction explains an operating system that can help entrepreneurs achieve more control and organization in your business. Gino Wickman has assembled many practical management tools, including a 10-year vision, a people grading chart, a data dashboard, a systems documentation method, and 90-day priorities called rocks. Taking a quick look at the online reviews for this book, on Amazon it has 4.6 stars, and on Goodreads it has 4.1 stars. There were many positive reviewers who liked the clear steps and actionable tools that really work to organize a business. But there were also some critical reviewers who felt the book included too much old-fashioned management ideas and unnecessary corporate speak. So let's begin. If you're a business owner, then you probably want two things: growth and control. I mean, what entrepreneur doesn't want that? Reaching the next level while avoiding frustration. And this book, Traction, may just have the key to helping you achieve those goals, because it has a buffet of very good tools that can help improve the internal processes in almost any business. Now, the author, Gino Wickman, readily admits that most of the ideas in this book are not original. In fact, he was taught and inspired by other influential business thinkers like Vern Harnish, Patrick Lencioni, and Jim Collins, who wrote the very popular book Good to Great. But what makes this book special is how it packages many of those ideas together very nicely into what he calls an operating system for entrepreneurs. So each chapter is kind of like the piece of a jigsaw puzzle, and they all come together to make one beautiful picture. So who is Gino Wickman? Well, he turned around his family business, which was related to real estate sales training, and then he began helping other entrepreneurs to gain traction and control in their businesses too. 20 years later, his books have now sold over 1 million copies, and he says that his average client increases their annual revenue by 18%. So here's lesson one from Traction. Communicate your future. Communicate your future. Start with an exciting 10-year vision, then work backwards to decide everyone's weekly actions. What is your big exciting dream? That's the starting point of getting traction in your business. And it's not a bad way to start, I think. So the first tool in Traction is making a 2-page vision about what your company will look like in the future and how you'll get there. This is basically a very high-level business plan to make sure that you know where you're going before applying the other tools. And it's also going to be important to communicate this plan to the whole company and to have everyone to refresh their memory of the plan every quarter in your company. So your written vision that you'll be making includes three things: your company values, your company goals, and your marketing strategy. Let's go through those one by one. First, your company values. You should write down why your company exists besides making money. That's like your purpose or your passion. And then come up with 3 to 5 central values that everyone in your company shares. And these 3 to 5 values are what you'll be using to measure all of your existing employees and any new ones that you'll be hiring in the future. Now, the second thing your written vision needs to include are your company goals. Begin with a huge 10-year dream that is exciting to everyone and that feels almost impossible. And then break that down into 3-year goals. So what do you need to achieve in 3 years in order to be on track for that huge 10-year dream? And then break it down further into 1-year goals and then into 90-day goals. What does your company need to achieve in the next 90 days to stay on track with the longer-term goals and with that huge 10-year dream? Personally, this was one of my favorite parts of the book, this idea of planning backwards from a very exciting, huge future vision towards goals that are weekly, bite-sized, and achievable. Now, the third thing your written vision will include is a marketing strategy. And this includes what segment of the market you serve and what makes you unique. For example, in Gino Wickman's family real estate business, a turning point in their success was when they narrowed their target market down to a list of 500 specific executives that they would then try to reach. And they did end up reaching about half of those, turning them into clients. Okay, and the second part is your uniqueness. A big part of this uniqueness can come from finding out what your proven process is. In other words, that's how you deliver your product or service in a way that's dependable and repeatable to get the results that your clients or customers want. And if you can write down that proven process and even make a diagram of it, that can be very effective in sales presentations too. Now, one common criticism that I read online about this book, Traction, is that it neglects marketing and sales. Like, it doesn't talk much about studying your customers or competitors. So if you're just starting a business from the beginning, or if your primary goal right now is to get more sales, then you may also need to look at a different business book that's more focused on sales or marketing, such as Blue Ocean Strategy. That's a great book. Because this book, Traction, it's more focused on those internal business systems and organization. Now, another thing that many online reviewers of this book said is that Traction builds upon another classic book for entrepreneurs called The E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber. That's a very famous book, so you've probably heard about it. And The E-Myth, that book was all about building a business that works without you, the business owner, so that the business owners can achieve true independence and freedom and greater success. And that whole method, it comes down to working not just in your business, delivering your product or service, but more on your business to create a structure and systems that are more organized and that it makes it easier to hire other people into the business to work those systems, even if you're away from it. But even in the E-Myth, which focuses so much on business systems, it does begin with vision. Michael Gerber says the first step for an entrepreneur is to begin with your strategic objective, which is, quote, a very clear statement of what your business has to ultimately do, end quote, so it can help you achieve your most important goals in life. Basically, I think it always comes back to that classic self-help advice, like from Stephen Covey, which is to begin with the end in mind. So what I'm saying is that also the E-Myth Revisited, the business book, it also recommends to begin with your vision or strategic objective, what you ultimately want your business to look like. Now, to summarize the first lesson of Traction, you must begin with a 2-page business plan or vision. First, write down the reason why your company exists and 5 essential values that everyone in your organization will be striving for. Second, write down a 10-year vision and break it down to goals for the next 3 years, 1 year, and 90 days to achieve that vision. And third, come up with a marketing strategy that includes your specific target customer and 3 ways that of how what you do is unique, such as a proven process. Now, lesson 2 is build your team. Finding people that fit your company values, then making sure they're accountable. Now, one of the biggest challenges in growing any business is hiring the right people and keeping them very productive. Traction's approach to people can be summed up as the right people in the right seats. And this catchy phrase is actually borrowed from another influential business author, Jim Collins, who I've mentioned previously. So what does that mean, the right people in the right seats? Well, the right people means finding team members who are also excited about your company's long-term vision because they share the central values of your organization. And to find out whether someone is the right person, Gino Wickman recommends analyzing all of your people with a chart. And to create this chart, you should write down all of your people's names on the left side of the chart, and then all of your company values across the top of the chart. And then in each box, you grade how well each person matches that value. And it's also very good to do this if you're looking to hire somebody new. Now, the second part is the right seats. That means making sure that everyone is good at their job, they like doing it, and they know what they're accountable for. And for this, Wickman recommends drawing a classic organizational diagram, which looks like boxes connected with lines. So you should begin with boxes for your company's major functions, such as marketing, accounting, product development, etc. And then, if as your company is unique, you have to split those functions into whatever fits your company. Like maybe you have more boxes for sales and marketing than another company. And another very important thing is to make sure that only one person's name is in each of the boxes, because that is what creates accountability in your organization. Like only one person should be ultimately in charge of marketing, not two or three people, because then nobody knows who is ultimately responsible for the results in that function. Now, I'm going to connect this to Amazon.com, which is one of the largest companies of our time, and it made the founder Jeff Bezos into the richest person in the world. So let's see how Amazon.com's story can connect to what we're learning in this book, Traction. So let's remember that when Amazon.com was started, it began in a little Seattle garage in 1995, and there were just three workers in the company. There was Jeffrey Bezos running the company, there was his wife Mackenzie doing the finances, and there was a programmer named Shel Kafan who was coding the website. And over time, they began adding more workers, but in the beginning, many people had to work multiple functions so that if an order came in from the website, then somebody working in the office may have stepped in to ship out the latest order. And so as Amazon grew, their organizational chart had to grow from just three people having three boxes on the chart to more and more boxes. And today they may have thousands of boxes. And according to Traction, that is exactly the journey that all growing companies must follow. From the early days when the founder is doing a little bit of everything, filling many of those boxes, into a mature company where there's a very clear division of who is responsible for what. And if you want to learn more lessons for entrepreneurship and business from Amazon, then check out our summary of The Everything Store by Brad Stone. That's a great book on the history of Amazon from the very beginning to what it is today. That book is The Everything Store by Brad Stone. But to summarize this second lesson, the right people in the right seats. You get the right people by making a chart that grades how well each person matches your company's values. And then you get them in the right seats by making sure they're good at what they do and like doing it. So draw a diagram of your organization, making sure that only one person is accountable for each one function. Now, lesson three is watch your numbers. Watch your numbers. A dashboard of your weekly business data will show its health and growth. a data dashboard that lets you see all of your most important numbers every week is the best way to spot problems fast and make sure your business is heading in the right direction. Numbers will tell you the truth without any ego, drama, or personal opinion or office politics. So make sure you have some kind of a numbers dashboard for your business, with one person assigned to update it weekly. And ultimately, one manager should be responsible for each number on that dashboard. And each business is going to have a little bit of a different set of numbers that are important to it. But some common metrics include new leads, new sales, maybe scheduled appointments this week, expenses, etc. Now, Gino Wickman also recommends that every single person in a company should have one number that they are personally accountable for, a number that is concrete and measurable. Because when an employee has one primary number to judge their performance by, that allows them to know if they're doing the right type of work, if they're providing the right type of value in your organization. For example, a salesperson could have a certain minimum number of weekly calls they need to make. And having a number to aim for puts a positive pressure on each salesperson and each employee in a company to keep moving forward and contributing. However, I will say that this idea in particular was frequently criticized in online reviews of Traction. Many people said that this idea of everyone having a personal number, that could cause people in a company to work to reach their number, but maybe at the cost of the overall business direction. For example, maybe a salesperson could contribute more to the company's success this week by training a new employee or improving the marketing funnel, and not by making more sales calls. So it can create an incentive to reach a number at the expense of doing what could be better for the company. So keep that in mind with this idea. Now, I'm going to connect this to another book that has been popular recently with new and aspiring entrepreneurs. And that book is called The Millionaire Fastlane by MJ DeMarco. So after a few failed business attempts, MJ DeMarco became very wealthy by launching a limousine rental website, after coming up with the idea while he was working as a limousine driver. And one of my very favorite ideas from that book is that a truly successful business is always not an event, but a process. You see, popular culture often shows us a message that people get rich from one-day events, like buying the right stock one time, or a lottery ticket, or winning a game show. But in reality, most successful entrepreneurs do it through process. That means it takes time to build each part of a functioning business, and each part must be built individually. And so we should ask ourselves, how can we pay more attention to process instead of events? And we can do that by looking more at our numbers in our business and then making a daily effort to move those numbers in the right direction until we hit traction. So always remember, process is much more important than an event. And you can learn more great ideas for new businesses in our summary of the book, The Millionaire Fastlane by MJ DeMarco on growth.me. But to summarize this lesson, create a dashboard of your most important business numbers, then make sure someone updates the data every week. There's no better way to keep an eye on your business health and direction. And then consider making each person in your organization accountable for one number that is specific and measurable and personal to them. Next is lesson 4, confront your problems. Confront your problems. Inevitably, you'll need to overcome issues to reach your business vision. So another major component of the business operating system described in Traction are creating lists of issues. These are lists of the problems your organization must overcome to achieve its goals and vision. And there are three types of issues lists. One is in your main business plan, One is for your leadership team, a more private one, and one must be created by each department and updated weekly. So to solve the issues on those lists, there are three steps which must be followed by the teams at a weekly meeting. Step one is to find the root cause of the issue, which is usually beyond the most visible symptoms. And this is important because getting to the root cause will solve future issues at the same time. For example, if salespeople are not following up with the leads often enough, the root cause may not be that the salespeople are not motivated. It may be that your company doesn't have a good central application to organize all the sales activities so they know who to call and when. So that's an example of finding a root cause. The second step of solving any issue is to avoid tangents while discussing the issue, because getting off track is the main cause of inefficient meetings. So you must remember to stay focused, and if a related issue comes up, then simply write it down so you can discuss it another time. Now, step three will be to assign one person with a to-do item at the end of the meeting, and that item will be due at the next weekly meeting. So to summarize this lesson, reaching your company goals and vision will mean encountering obstacles, and these can be systematically overcome by creating issues lists at leadership meetings. The lists should get to the root cause, the discussion of the issue should avoid tangents, and in the end, one person will leave with a 7-day to-do item due next week. Now, lesson five is clarify your systems. Clarify your systems. A business grows beyond you, the owner, when it has documented, repeatable processes. Maybe the biggest difference between small businesses and fast-growing or large businesses is a focus on systems and repeated processes. By creating business systems, you will simplify your life, you'll be able to train new people easier, and maybe most importantly, you'll begin to optimize your systems. Optimization is so critical to being competitive in any business. Because when you get everyone to do the work in one way, then you can begin to continuously improve every step of that way. But if you have no regular process, you can have no optimization. Now, as a teenager, my first part-time job was in McDonald's, and I can tell you they had a process for absolutely everything, right down to the order that pickles and onions should be put on a hamburger. Now, recently, I read someone who wrote, "You must perfect every fundamental of your business if you expect it to perform well." You know who said that? Ray Kroc, the guy who grew McDonald's from one small store into a worldwide franchise. So now it all makes sense. So this step, this lesson, is about writing down your current major systems. And there are just a few steps to this. First, you must decide what your most important systems are, and you'll do this with your leadership team. Then you must write the basic steps of each system down with a few bullet points underneath each step. And it doesn't have to be too detailed, maybe 2 pages per system. And then you should put it together into a document titled Your Company's Way. And you can even add diagrams or illustrations for each process, which can be very useful for communicating the ideas very quickly to everyone and to new employees. Now, I think here, Gino Wickman was inspired by philosophies like the Toyota Way, which is the name for an analysis of Toyota's unique approach to manufacturing. So great companies have a specific way of doing business that is repeatable, and that is their collection of systems or processes. Now, this book, Traction, often mentions another popular business author named Vern Harnish, who is also a big advocate of creating those repeated processes to grow a business faster. And in his book, Scaling Up, Vern Harnish wrote, "Routines set you free." And he also wrote, quote, Goals without routines are wishes. Routines without goals are aimless. The most successful business leaders have a clear vision and the disciplines or routines to make it a reality. End quote. For example, if we have a goal of getting into a good physical shape, well, that is just a wish, unless we also have a fitness routine to make it happen, and that's our system or process. And so we need those personal routines and company processes to have a chance of accomplishing anything with consistency or with a good probability. So to summarize this lesson, if you want to overcome the ceiling of a small business that depends on you, the owner, then you must focus on creating systems, processes, and repeated routines. First, decide on your most important current processes, and then write down the most important steps of each process, and finally put it together into a document that can be shared named Your Company's Way. And finally, we have lesson 6, plan your cooperation. Plan your cooperation. Making sure that everyone has the right priorities and meets regularly for accountability. Organizations are made up of people doing things. That's probably the most obvious sentence that I've ever said, but it's true. And so the final component of traction is all about how to organize the activities of your people so they're doing the right things at the right time. I think this last part of the book can be summed up in 2 basic points. First, setting your important 90-day priorities. And second, meeting at regular scheduled intervals. Let's talk about what that means. First, 90-day priorities. These are nicknamed rocks in the book. But the main thing is that everyone knows what the most important goals are for the next quarter of the year or every 90 days. These priorities should be set at quarterly meetings, and you should have some priorities for your whole organization, and then individual departments and each individual person should also have their own smaller 90-day priorities. And the second part of cooperation is to meet at regular scheduled intervals. Now, it's kind of fashionable to view meetings as a waste of time now, but Gino Wickman says that meetings bring focus and regular accountability to your organization, which may feel uncomfortable to some people at first. Important meetings include an annual state of the company meeting to update the business vision and plan, a quarterly leadership meeting to set the 90-day priorities according to that vision, and then many smaller weekly meetings every week to make sure everyone is on the right track. And these weekly meetings should be conducted by the overall leadership team, and then each department should have their own meeting. So to summarize this lesson, organizing the activities of your people comes down to setting goals and keeping everyone accountable. That means setting 90-day priorities called rocks for your organization, departments, and individuals, and then creating meeting rhythms, which are annual for the entire company, quarterly for leadership teams, and weekly meetings for everyone. So let's finish up with 3 practical action steps of how we could apply this book to our lives. Action step number 1 is to plan backwards with just one of your dream goals. For example, if you have a 10-year goal of reaching $1 million in sales, how much would you need in 3 years to reach that goal? How about 1 year? How about 90 days? And then what would you need to do in the next week to be on track for that goal? And I think it can be incredibly exciting to realize that our most ambitious goals can usually be broken down into these bite-sized targets that really do feel achievable. And I would also add to this that your short-term goals don't need to be extremely ambitious. As the productivity expert James Clear explains in his excellent book Atomic Habits, he said our daily habits are like compound interest. Our actions don't seem to make much difference today because they're so small, But over time, those daily actions tend to build on top of each other until we have an incredible result in the future. It's just like money that is invested for 10, 20, or 30 years. It can compound in its value, but only if we are patient and consistent. Now, action step number two is create a list of 5 values that your company will stand for. And to get you started, I linked in the written summary to a list of 200 core values from the website scottjeffrey.com. And usually the best way to do this is to brainstorm a long list of values that you like and then cross out the ones that you and or your leadership team feel the weakest about until you're left with a list of about 5. Could be a bit more or less. Traction also recommends another way of doing it, which is looking at your best employees right now, asking what makes them the best, and then writing those qualities down so then you can find or develop more people like that. Now, action step number 3 is to update a weekly spreadsheet with at least 5 of your most important numbers. These can include the number of visitors, leads, sales calls, appointments, sales, repeat customers, etc. And I think this is like a doctor who is keeping track of the pulse of a hospital patient. If you can't see what your numbers are every week easily, then you don't know the health of your business. Personally, I like using Google Sheets for spreadsheets so that I can see and update the business dashboard from anywhere. Okay, I hope this was useful, and I'll see you in the next one.